La terre est remplie de la miséricorde du Seigneur. Alléluia. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Ave Maria. La liturgie d'aujourd'hui continue de méditer sur le mystère de la résurrection de notre Seigneur d'entre les morts. Comme l'introit les proclame avec tant d'éclat, la terre est en effet remplie de la miséricorde du Seigneur, qui a brisé les chaînes du péché et de la mort et a réconcilié le monde avec lui-même. Comment Dieu le Père a-t-il choisi de déverser sa miséricorde sur le monde? Précisément par l'humilité de son Fils, comme le souligne la collecte d'aujourd'hui. Saint Pierre, dans l'Épître d'aujourd'hui, nous rappelle que notre Seigneur, bien qu'il fût injurié, ne rendait point d'injures et maltraité ne faisait point de menaces, mais se livrait à celui qui les jugeait injustement. À quel point donc est opposé à l'Esprit du Seigneur notre esprit orgueilleux? Nous qui sommes si vifs à nous hériser au moindre affront, à riposter avec un mot tranchant pour faire valoir nos droits. Notre Seigneur nous a légué le parfait exemple de comment souffrir humblement dans cette vie. Comme une brebis, il a été mené à la tuerie, et comme un agneau, noué devant celui qui le tombe. Ainsi, il n'ouvre pas la bouche. Le mystère du silence du Christ et de sa parfaite oblation de lui-même au Père se fait présent pour nous, corps, sang, âme, divinité, à chaque saint sacrifice de la messe. À toutes les messes, le Christ nous demande, à chacun de nous, d'entrer plus profondément dans le mystère de son silence, les profonds silences du Verbe de Dieu. À qui soit toute gloire et honneur, maintenant, toujours, dans le siècle des siècles. Amen. Today is called Good Shepherd Sunday from the Gospel Pericope today. To understand this, we can look a little earlier where the Gospel picks up today, the beginning of chapter 10 of St. John's Gospel. Our Lord says to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, he that enters not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that enters in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep." Reflecting upon this parable this morning, I want to focus just on three points. Our Lord is the door, and what is this sheepfold, and who is this good shepherd? First, "I am the door." Christ himself tells us the meaning of the parable. "I am the door. If any man enter in by me, he shall be saved." That's the first point. This is the universal call to himself, also the universal call to holiness, no longer only for the Jew, as in the Old Testament, but Christ proclaims the gospel, the good news, which is that eternal life is open to everyone, everyone who seeks God with good will. Christ is calling all men, all women to himself. And he says, "I am the door." In that same gospel, St. John's gospel only has this. Our Lord says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. If any man wishes to be saved, he must enter by me. This is an inconvenient truth of the gospel in our modern day, because the world doesn't want to hear that there is one way to God. The world will tell you that there are many ways to God as there are people, and if you just be a good person, that's all you need to do. And that's nice, and it makes for a nice Hallmark greeting card, but it's not the gospel. Christ says, you have to follow me. And that is what it means in one way, to enter the door. We have to follow after Christ. He is alone the door. The second point, what is this sheepfold? So we enter into something through Christ. Well, what is that something? The sheepfold. In its broadest meaning, of course, it means simply the kingdom of God. You cannot enter into the kingdom of God unless you enter through the door of Christ. As Christ himself said, if I cast out demons by the power of God, then the kingdom of God, or the kingdom of heaven, is already among you, or is come, or is in your midst. And so there's that dual aspect to the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is perfect already in heaven. The Blessed Trinity, the resurrected Son of God, united to his glorious, resurrected, and ascended body. The Blessed Virgin Mary, united to her glorious body, assumed gloriously body and soul into heaven. And so already, the kingdom of God is perfect, you might say. But of course, for us, we who are here pilgrims on earth, we're not in the Jerusalem which is above, obviously. We're in the Jerusalem which is below. We are members of the church militant on earth. And so that too is the kingdom of God, rather less perfect than the one that's in heaven, as we know. And so we're on the way. This third point about the shepherd, and this is the most important part, our Lord says, he who enters in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. And so it's a bit paradoxical. In the most profound sense, Christ is both the door and the one who enters in by the door, which is himself, because the Father has called him. It's a Trinitarian mystery there. How can Christ both be the door and the shepherd who enters in by the door? Well, it's a bit of a mystery. Contemplate that aspect of the Blessed Trinity. But as we know, Christ, by divine institution, has also associated with himself, other lesser shepherds. We think first of the apostles, those first 12 bishops. And so we'll reflect a little bit upon the role of the shepherd. First, by the way, of the opposite, the via negativa, and then we'll come to Christ, the good shepherd. So first, to learn about what this good shepherd is, we'll look at what the bad ones are, and Christ describes them for us. He who enters not by the door, but climbeth up another way, that man is a thief and a robber. And so we have first a negative example. What does a bad shepherd look like? Well, there it is, the one who refuses to enter the kingdom of God by the door of Christ. Remember, with parables, there's not just one univocal meaning. There are levels of meaning, and they're not contradictory. There's just different ways. So if you wanted to have one particular reading of that, I'll give you just one interpretation. We can think of the 24 ritual churches that exist within the Catholic Church. Maybe you didn't know that. There are 24 of them. Most of us here, of course, belong to the Latin Church. That's one of the 24 churches that are united, that are the Catholic Church. So let's just speak about that. What would be an example for us in the Latin Church of some shepherds who refuse to enter by the door, which is Christ? I'll give you two examples. One would be a priest who became on purpose a bishop without the Bishop of Rome calling him to that office. That is to be a thief and a robber, to seek to enter the kingdom of God by another door than that pointed out by the vicar of Christ on earth. That happens sometimes, but rare. We call that usurpation of office in bad shepherds. Rather more common in our own day are those shepherds called legitimately by the Bishop of Rome, but who refuse to preach the fullness of the gospel. Those men also are thieves and robbers, and we call that abuse of office. Thankfully, no one here is a cardinal, and so we don't have to judge those bishops. God has given that task to other men, so we don't have to worry about that. There's another case of a bad shepherd that our Lord gives in the gospel. He mentions the hireling. The hireling is the one who sees what to do, but then he is scared and he abandons the sheep. So this is a lesser bad shepherd, not as bad as the thief and the robber who acted out of bad will. The hireling fails in his duty, not necessarily because of bad will. He's out to hurt the sheep. He just lacks courage. In the example, the bad example of the hireling, probably most of us also can see ourselves, both lay person and cleric alike. Because even though obviously we're all here, not part of the hierarchy, the ruling ministry at the church, we're all called to preach the gospel by virtue of our baptism. So obviously the church appoints certain members of the baptized to publicly teach, sanctify, and govern. Those are the clergy. But also every baptized person is called to proclaim the joy of the gospel by his or her own life. And so each one of us, when we choose sin instead of the will of God, we make ourselves the hireling. We see what we should do, but we're afraid, we lack courage, and then we take what we think is the easier way of the moment, and we abandon the sheep. Okay, so that's the hard part. Now we get to look at the nice part, which is the example of Christ. So those are bad examples of shepherds. We don't want to be like that. Well, what do we want to be like? Thankfully, we don't have to sit in libraries and cogitate big fancy thoughts. We only have to look at the example, the perfect example, the icon, the image, which is Christ. And Christ says very simply, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. So that's the really easy test. Ask yourself, how do I know that Christ is the good shepherd? Because he gave his life for us. And that's the principal example. When we're trying to evaluate our own spiritual lives, we also can ask ourselves that question. Am I being a good shepherd according to my state in life? What does that mean? That means for each one of us, according to our state in life, are we seeking to lay down our own lives and wills for the sake of those around us, our neighbor, our family members, members of this parish? It's a very concrete question. It doesn't have to be complicated. It's a very simple question. And Christ tells us what it means for him to be the good shepherd. Then he tells each one of us what it means in our own way also to be good little lowercase shepherds and shepherdesses. If any man would follow me, let him deny himself daily, take up his cross, and follow me. So again, with the parables, there's that double aspect. Yes, each one of us is a sheep, going in and out of the sheepfold through the single door of Christ. But then there's that beautiful part when then Christ says, the sheep come in, but then they go out, and I lead them into good pastures. And that's our life in this world on the way towards the true life, which is in heaven. God bless you, and Ave Maria.